And each every Tuesday night around this time, we catch up with Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. And Helen, good evening to you, or good afternoon.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. I say good evening because I look outside and I'm not sure if it's sunshine. I know it's cloudy, that's for sure.
Well, I do have to agree with you because when I look out my window, it does look later than 20 to 4, 4:30.
It does, doesn't it?
It
does.
We might need to get the street lights out, I think, at the torch.
All right. If the council is listening, can they just flick the switches or something? Because it is turned very, very dark this evening. It does. It has that. I reckon it's about the 20 to 6 feel.
Yes, exactly. So it might be time to go home.
Maybe. But before we do that, let's get into some volunteering opportunities this week, Helen. First of all, the volunteer, the Discovery Science and Technology Centre are looking for some volunteers.
Yes, they are. Yes, our wonderful friends at the Science and Discovery Technology Centre. There, I've got an invitation out for anybody who would like to find out a bit more to come tomorrow night, Wednesday the 26th of May at 6:30 for Wine and Cheese Night. So if anyone of your listeners think, oh, I want to learn more about Discovery, but I also enjoy wine and cheese, why not come along to the Discovery Science Technology Centre up there at near Marketplace and learn more about volunteering. And or maybe the Bendigo Winter Night Shelter. It's getting chilly. Yep. I wouldn't want to be a homeless person tonight. They're looking for some kind people to help with the preparation and meals and support for our homeless people over the winter months. So I think it starts next week. So if anybody out there would like, it's got a bit of free time in the evenings and like to lend a hand, I suggest they register at volunteer@bwns.org.au for some more information. Maybe tourism and meeting new people is what's of interest to people. And we know our friends up at Loddon, at the Loddon Visitor Information Centre in Wedderburn, are looking for volunteers. So looking for some enthusiastic people to help support visitors to the Loddon Shire. So if you enjoy talking to new people and sharing all the highlights of the Loddon Shire, maybe a volunteer role at the Wedderburn on a Sunday or on public holidays is for you.
Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joining us this afternoon. Helen, a couple more to get through. One I'm going to talk about in a few moments' time, or actually you're going to talk about it, about the City of Greater Bendigo, because I think this is amazing, this one. But also this one, our younger generation, sometimes mum and dad don't want to take him out in the car for one reason or another. This is why this particular program is in. It is the TAC L2P program.
Yes, correct. And so anybody out there who's looking for some enthusiastic volunteers who understand the law and got good driving techniques, because I think that's important to pass on and support our young people to learn to drive. It's a commitment of about 2 hours a week, because they do need to learn to drive in all sorts of conditions, including an evening like tonight where it might be a bit wet on the roads, learn to drive on dirt roads and highways and all sorts of aspects. The young people need to learn to drive and do about 120 hours. So it's a bit of a commitment over a few weeks to months, but it's a great way of supporting young people in not just driving, but I think encouraging them about their life and helping support them towards their independence. So if that interests anybody, let us know. And as you said, the City of Greater Bendigo.
I like this one.
Volunteering opportunities. So maybe it's about being at the visitor information centres in Heathcote or in Bendigo, or our venues, Bendigo venues and events up at the Capitol or Yulumbra, looking for ushers. So if you love the arts and culture events, have a look at the council website for more information and register your expression of interest. And in my spare time, not now, I used to be a volunteer up at the Capitol Theatre, and it was a lovely role because people were happy because they were coming to the theatre.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's always a good fun role, I think.
And you get to watch the show for free.
Well, all that. You've got to have some bonuses in life, don't we?
Well, it's true.
Yeah, so of course we might be interested in our cultural history and especially the Golden Dragon Museum. As we know, the Chinese came here 150 years ago. So sharing the Chinese history of Bendigo is really interesting. We don't have to speak the language or even understand what it's all about. They have some wonderful volunteers there with all the knowledge and expertise to help share with us. So if you're interested, just on some on-the-job training and sharing our part of our history and welcoming visitors to Bendigo to volunteer at the Golden Dragon Museum with Hugo and the team there, there's an opportunity for people to do that.
And if anyone is interested in finding out any further details about those volunteering opportunities, we all have them up on our website. But Helen, the phone number and Google is to help you out?
Yes, sure. They can call into the Bendigo Library and chat to our skilled volunteer team Monday to Thursday between 10 and 4 o'clock, and it's 5441 1404, or Google Bendigo Volunteers, and let's start a life of volunteering and having fun.